think in terms of sports stars, if you look at all of the different sports around the globe, you know, it's not just about having the skill to be the world's best and have the consistency to deliver high performances. I think it's about being an all-rounder. It's about engaging with the media. It's about engaging with the fans. It's about, you know, selling the visual image of how lucky you are to be a professional sportsman. You know, some guys are and girls are incredibly talented at what they do, but when they win, it looks like it's a burden rather than a pleasure. Where someone like Daniel, he, you know, you see what it means to him. You know, he's got a smile to die for. It's not fake, it's sincere. You know, of course, like in any sportsman's career, just like in life, he won't always be smiling because it won't always be going his way. But I think, you know, what you see is what you get. And, you know, certainly in my time in Formula One, he is sort of the freshest all-rounder that's come to the sport.
Is there greater pressure on him now that he is the lead driver at Red Bull? I feel that while he exceeded expectations in 2014, there will be more pressure on him this year to get the results and the podiums.
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is a conversation I've actually had with Daniel because, you know, pressure, as I see it, is when you feel like you're not in control. You know, so if I look back on my career, which is a distant memory, I never felt the pressure of expectation. But what I did feel was pressure if I wasn't delivering personally. But that said, in terms of expectation, you know, he was the dart last year and Sebastian Vettel was the dartboard. And, you know, he just peppered Sebastian with, you know, more than the three darts that you normally allowed in each game. And now, of course, it's changed. You know, he's now the dartboard. And, you know, he's got a young teammate, a young Russian teammate, Daniil Kvyat. You know, he'll be expected to beat Daniil. And if he doesn't, the question is going to be, well, why is he not beating him? Because he did such a comprehensive job of beating a four-time world champion.